Okay, Rabbi Yisai, good morning. We're going to do a shtickle hakdomeh to tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll go through the halachas, a little bit of Chodesh Av. Just to give you hakdomeh ktane, that's very important to keep in mind when you go into the 9 days. Because there's really two mahalchim amongst the Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. Avada, Rachman, some people that are not, they don't have a mahalach, bechlal. But amongst Baruch Hashem, Ashreinu, Matoyev Chalkeinu, we have a Shulchan Aruch, we have a Torah. Even those that follow the Shulchan Aruch, there's two approaches. One approach is to try to get through the 9 days and survive the 9 days. Right. Make, like they say, make the best of it. Yeah. Try to go as many siyumim as you can. That way you have the as much possible as possible. Go to simchas while you're plugged into a cappella. Maybe you have two a cappellas playing in both ears, so mommy sounds like music. And you coast through the 9 days, you make it, you survive. Like people even Rachman Tzlan Tisha B'Av do that. Videos, this, how to occupy your day, to get by. Api Halacha. Meaning to get by in the right, you know, not chas v'shalom, to violate halacha. That's one approach. And the other approach, obviously, is not only to follow minhagei chazal, but really almost to connect to it. Don't look at like surviving, very similar to what we were discussing yesterday, that when somebody has a challenge in life, they could be misaleh from it. It's not a question of surviving it. Not a question of surviving, it's a question of growing from it. So it's kedai to look, this Gemara Bava Basra, I always chazer over. I think it's the answer what the Ramah and the Teres HaOilah is referring to. In Teres HaOilah. When he says that a big philosopher came to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he told him, what are you sitting here crying over spilled milk? Every intelligent person understands. Done. You turn the page. You know, don't get buried in sorrow. Fuck, I'm not healthy. Fuck, I'm not healthy. Those of you that know me know that I'm very much like that. I don't. I'm always smiling. If there's a problem, I almost smile through the problem. But definitely I smile after the problem. Right? That's the mahalach. That's avadah. That's avadah is the mahalach. You want to bury yourself in Yisrael Hashem Mitzvah. I always point out that even on Tisha B'Av, Chazal call it a moyed. And by Chatzos already, we're putting on the paroichas and we're sitting on the chair. And some Rishonim held that you're allowed to do kibbutz in the afternoon. We're not knowing like that. Some Rishonim held you could do kibbutz Tisha B'Av afternoon. The woman used to do kibbutz. Kidei, that they shouldn't be misyayish from the Chomer. Right? They shouldn't be misyayish from the Chomer. So we don't even do kibbutz till chatzos the next day. I'm just telling you the estate. So the Ramah doesn't answer the question. He just says that this big philosopher asked Yirmiyahu HaNavi, "What are you crying about? Spilled milk? It's gone. It's done." Kol Shekin. So many years later, Chassam Sofer in Presburg used to always announce how many years it's from the Chol. Like he'd get up this year and say it's 1958 years from the Chol. He would have them announce it. How many years it is from the Chol. Right? That was this philosopher's question. I mean, how does an intelligent person, an intelligent, productive person, sit down 1958 years after some kind of Chol that you were never there, and sitting there, and what are you doing now? Spending 3 weeks moping around? Right? Then 9 smelly days? The smell? No laundry, no meat. What's the word? You're intelligent. 1900. Move on. Move on with life. Right? So what's stated in the Gemara? Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon, Mishachora, Vabayis. This was the second Beis Hamikdosh. Robu Prushim B'Yisrael. Sheloi Loi Chobosor, V'Sheloi Lish B'Siyai. They held, that's it, over. Imagine Bochono, no meat. Can't even imagine. Robo Prusche mir so. Weil wo ich obos, wo ich das sein. Nicht fallo hem, Rabbi Yeshua. He told him, what are you doing? Rabbi Yeshua asked him, no meat, no wine, what are you doing? Neymar. So this is their response. Omu loy, lo ich obos. How can we eat meat? Not shy for steam. Shema, makfim menu akabi mizbeach, vach shemu. Nicht der Jain, schon wie Männer mit 80 Mal am Isbeach, verachschef Chorin. How could we? They didn't understand this question. But Yeshua, you're asking us, why are we not eating meat? How can we? It's interesting. But Yeshua doesn't tell them, you're wrong. Doesn't say that. You got it. It's very important to Medayik. But Yeshua says, he doesn't say, guys, you got it wrong. Kol ha-yoyshev betaynes, it's choyte. Which we find sugis hashas like that. In fact, Rabbi Yankiv Zatzal used to always ask on this gemara. The prushim givent al midich hachomim. They didn't know that you're not allowed to ask yourself from boss of yayin. You're not allowed to do that. Not only that, he said, Sidoam befurish taz. Granted, this taz is found in all the chalkei shulchan aruch except Eben Ezra. In Or Chaim, in Choshimish punzim beis, in Yeridaya. All over. Except for some reason, in Eben Ezra, and I have a cheshbon, why he didn't say it in Eben Ezra, but he says something which is mefurish in the Torah, mutel, you can't ask it. Right? Can't ask it. That's why there's no gzeira on Mila on Shabbos. Because the Torah said, Beyem afilu b'Shabbos. The Torah never said, Blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholis b'Shabbos. The Torah never said that. But by Mila, Torah said, Mila, B'shmini afilu b'shabbos. So the Chachamim can't ask for something that the Torah was mad. Something the Torah was mad, the Chazal can't do. In fact, there's a whole shaila by Ribbis, because Chazal asked for Ribbisakum. Today, there's a heter, but there was a tkufa where you want, only Talmid Chachamim will allow to take Ribbis from Goy. Chazal made a gzeira. Well, you'll be myself in this, you shouldn't get involved. Again, today it's not like that, I'm saying this. So there's a whole shayla, how were Chazal able to make such a thing? Especially some Rishonim hold, there's a mitzvah to charge ribbis from a goy. Lanochri Sashach, they counted a minyan mitzvahs. Not just a heter, some Rishonim hold, it's a heter. Right? You're allowed to, like a matia. Some Rishonim hold, it's mamish a mitzvah. So there is a whole tumult. It could be that's the reason why Chazal talk when they asked it. They were matik, they chayer. They were matik, tamid chacham. Because they couldn't ask it completely. Because it's mufush. Because the heter is a mafurish pikro, Chazal couldn't come. So Rabbi Yankiv asks, Apostle in Parshas Re'eh, says, you can eat meat. Kisav and Avshuchol lechol bosom. The Torah says, the heter didn't meat. How could the Prushim come and say, we're not going to eat meat? And the answer is you have to medayik in every word of the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying they answered it. They didn't answer it. In fact, there's a Mishaburim, Tovkuf, Samachala. Mishabur brings out people not knowing like this, but it's a kaftim of erich. Mishabur says the day that you see the chum, you go to Beis Hamikdash, you see the chum. So everybody looks for etzis to rice kriya, maybe go erev Shabbos after chatzos, and maybe do this, and maybe be makni a beggar to somebody else, and maybe put on a shirt that stamazay ripping it makes it look better than it looked before you rip it. Just, you know, to try to somehow get around the kriya. Yeah. Mishabur brings down Kafta Vaferach that the first when a person sees the Beis Hamidrash Bechurbana, Noyagim, Shaloi, Loichabos of Lishtes Yaya Bois Yaya. People don't know this. The Mishabur. The same day that you rise clear, not to eat meat or drink wine that day. Look it up there in Tovkuf Samachal. And the Mokar is the Gemara Shuris. The Gemara Shavuos Tavchov. The Gemara Shavuos Tavchov says, "Harei lai shaloi loy chabosar ki yoyim shaloi Yerushalayim b'churbon." That's the Lashon HaGemara. From there, the Kafta Vaferach builds this Yisoy. But over there also, it's not an Iso. Noyagim, that when we see it, we're makabel on ourselves not to. The Prushim said, "Rabu Prushim Bar." They said, "Well, why don't you eat?" They told him, "Alatzmenu." Nigzar alatzmenu shaloi lachol. On our own, we're not going to eat the meat. Now that we're going to make an Isra. An Isra you can't make not to eat meat. The Torah is moderate, can't answer it. They said, we're going to be naive on ourselves not to eat meat. Now here's the key, I think the key to understand what's going on in this Gemara. And I think this is what the Ramah says, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi told this philosopher, I can't answer the question to you because you won't begin to understand. I can't articulate to you that in a way that you will understand what's going on. That's what he told me. Can't I? So I think the pshat is, I say, Lamaisa, the Gemara ends off what the Gemara says, but Lamaisa ain't going to examine Allah Tzibel and Kinnar Tzibel Chama. The Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that Prushim were right. How can you meet? How can you drink wine? You can't make a Gzeira on the Tzibel Shayna Tzibel Chama. Which is why I think the day that you go to Yerushalayim, the minute not to eat meat and drink wine, that's one day that you could do. Really, the whole year should be like that. But the day that you go to Yerushalayim, and you saw the day you saw the chum, then you could be naive. Again, people are not naive this way generally, but it's a proper minute. I'm sharing it with you because it's a proper minute. Proper it would be that the day that you see Yerushalayim, b'chuvana, you shouldn't have meat and wine that day. That's the proper. The day that you rise to clear, shouldn't have been. But I want to tell you what I think is the pshat here. The pshat is like this. There's a famous Chassidus Shavuot. Mordechai made the Tainus, right? The first Tainus Esther, the Emes Tainus. When Mordechai made that Tainus, so Vayava Mordechai, the Tainus was on Pesach. Quite fascinating that he made a Tainus the day when we mamish have a chiv to eat. More than any other time. Shabbos Yom Tov, there's no really chivas achila, it's really a chivas tainug, and the achila is a way of facilitating the tainug. But the only day that we have a chiv the raisa to eat a kazayis of matzah is Pesach. Vayavu mocha. Everybody is, how is he mevatlos from the mitzvah the raisa? There's a whole chap from the Orach Lener, a chap, unbelievable chap. He says, if you only need a kazayis mit the raisa, this is Orach Lener's chap. I just can't hold back not to tell it to you. You don't have to eat more than that. Today we eat two times how many kazayis, right? You only need one kazayis. We know on Yom Kippur, if you have anything less than kazayis, you still call mu'unin. So he says, they can't get a kazayis matzah. We still call mu'unin. It's part of the kashirah. They didn't have all the kazayis in the pus kashirah. Kazayis matzah. They were still called fasting. Just like on Yom Kippur, you have Pochus Mikashir. If you have less than Chosevis, you still call Binui. That's the Ochon. There's a lot to be Mephapel in Halacha. I'm just saying, this is his Chah. But the bottom line is, that the Mordechai went and he made us Mephapel Pesach that year. So the Teferi Shlomi, the Chassidus Shesfarim, say a beautiful idea. They say, Mordechai was showing Shemayim, illustrating what it would be like without Klal Yisrael. Hashem, there won't be a savior, there won't be double places. You're not going to have Klal Yisrael getting together, Pesach, being Mesapel, Bitzis, Mitzrayim. To show you, look what it will look like. Like you take a person, you don't want them to smoke, you take them into the hospital, somebody's dying from lung cancer. Look, cook. You don't want that. Cook. That was what Mordechai was really telling Hashem, Abay, look. And that itself, that was Mo'er Rachmei Shemayim. That itself was Mo'er Rachmei Shemayim. To a certain degree, we're not crying over spilled milk. We're crying over the matzah now. That's what the Ramon means. That Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, I can't even explain to you. You're looking at it, we're crying over a structure, over an event that took place. No, we're crying over now. That's just it. Al atzmeinu shaloi lo yichabos v'lo yilishtes yayin. How could we eat meat? The matzav now, not was then. We're crying over 1958 years ago. Now. How could we? The meat doesn't have a tam. Potnishkin tam. If you think about the Beis Hamikdash and what we could have done amol with meat. Imagine Rabbi Chonu when we have a Korban Pesach. I'm in Chonu's Chabur. He's an Hashem, right? We're playing Korban Pesach again. Yeah? Imagine. So they said, how could we? That's the idea, how could we? And then when the Rabbanu Shalom sees that you're in such pain, he says, we got to put up the Beis HaMikdash. That itself is Mo'er Rachmei Shemayim. When we show us, if we say, you know what, we can manage without it, Hashem says, okay, you're doing just fine, okay? Well, not just fine. That's what the Pchushim, Rabu Pchushim in Yisrael, what they were trying to show Hashem is Hashem. It's not working for us. This situation is not working. If you look like everything is fine and dandy, of course, that's Pshan, that's a deeper understanding. He's saying you're okay. You don't need it. Okay. You don't need it. So this is our time during the 9 days, starting with the 3 weeks, but befrat from Rosh Chodesh, to show Hashem we're not okay with the matzah. If the mahalach you have is to have two different acapellas, and force the human over the 9 days, right? So then you're basically saying, I'm managing just fine. Not only am I managing just fine, I'm even managing in the 9 days just fine. Rabbi Shalom, you don't even have to do it for me for the 9 days. Not only am I managing without the Beis HaMikdash the whole year, but even in 9 days we'll be a little bit uncomfortable. I manage. A couple of human and a couple of this, a couple of that, a cappella. Especially two different acapellas playing at the same time. Mommy sounds like a band. I'm okay. Not so bad. I have kids screaming in the back. I could put on music for them. I have a painter. The painter's allowed to have music. Between everything, the acapella and the painter and the kids, I have a whole orchestra. I have a 15-piece band. And I have siyumim and I have steak and I have everything. Ultimately, Rabbanu Shalom, I'm doing perfect. Chas v'shalom. How can you be zeichah v'rei b'simchos if you're telling Hashem everything's great? It's not great. So this is the time of the year that we express to Hashem, things are not great. This is not working out great for us. So think about that. That's the when you go through these halachas of the 9 days, and we'll talk about them in detail tomorrow, just think about the fact that that's what you're expressing to Hashem. This is not working. Chassam Sofer used to have them announce it every year. They should, that to show Hashem, It's 1900 years since the Churban, 1950, we're not managing. Hashem, we haven't forgotten. We're in that matzah. That's the Yisrael. That's where the person has to be, some alibi. Okay, we match tomorrow. Okay,